at the SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has a plan to sell wealthy investors U.S. visas that he says could not need but would not need the approval of Congress.
President Trump says he wants to offer $5 million gold card visas with a path to citizenship, replacing EB-5 visas that have been offered to investors for 35 years.
You have a green card. This is a gold card.
Trump suggests the government could sell millions of the visas to help reduce the federal deficit.
They'll be successful and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
The Congressional Research Service has found that with the current program, one risk is verification fraud for funds that were obtained illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire continues to hold, at least for now. Charles de la Desma reports.
Hamas says it will return the bodies of four more dead Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, the group says, just days before the first phase of the ceasefire between the warring parties is to expire. Israel has delayed the release of about 600 Palestinian prisoners since Saturday to protest what it says is the cruel treatment of hostages during their release by Hamas. I'm Charles Dillatesma.
Workplace communications platform Slack experienced an outage this morning as tens of thousands of users unable to use the service. San Francisco tech company says it is continuing to investigate reports of that trouble. On a vote of 56-43, the Senate confirming Jamison Greer to be America's top trade negotiator. Greer is a veteran of President Trump's first term of economic battles. As trade representative, he will work with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to oversee Mr. Trump's agenda. This is SRN News. Now, the governor of Wisconsin has some ideas.
Tony Evers is a Democrat, and he has championed many left-wing causes. In his latest budget proposal to the state legislature, he's asking lawmakers to make changes to all government documents to eliminate any references to male or female. The governor says the word mother should be replaced with the phrase inseminated person, or possibly parent who gave birth to a child. Evers is a strong advocate for transgenderism and the LGBT agenda in general. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, in Texas, the Republican Attorney General wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female competitions. This is SRN News. Syria's new Islamist rulers hosting a conference, all part of the country's political transition.
Syria's National Dialogue Conference has reached a series of recommendations aimed at safeguarding Syria's sovereignty, advancing political and economic development, and addressing the challenges facing the country. The organizers say some 600 people from across the country were invited to the conference, hosted by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, which led the offensive that ousted Bashar Assad in December. I'm Charles Dillatesma.
New Zealand's foreign minister meeting senior officials in China just days after New Zealand and Australia said Chinese warships should have been given more warning before the live firing exercise in waters between their countries. China, though, made no mention of that issue at Winston Peters meeting earlier today with the Chinese vice president. More details at srnnews.com.